Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you that made it out today, especially on this holiday weekend. I kind of figured our numbers would be down some, but we are so glad to see you all today. And we have an opportunity to worship the Lord, and we're going to continue in our new series there. And we'll be talking about thoughts and emotions that we sometimes struggle with, and we're going to be looking at something Paul talked about there in Philippians, and I hope that that will help us out there. But we are so glad that you're with us, and we want to welcome those that may be listening online. And so as we begin today, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Today we give thanks to God for our freedoms.
You celebrate God's wondrous ways.
Today we give thanks to God for the gift of life.
We honor God, the source of all life.
Today we give thanks to God who showers our nation with grace. Well, let's join together there this morning. You can turn in your hymn books to 601, Standing on the Promises of God, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there with the four verses this morning.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Sail. By the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, God.
Well, let's join together this morning for our opening prayer there in the bulletin. God of mercy, heal our nation. Open our hearts and our spirits to your grace and love, that we live as your alternative community, citizens of heaven, shining in our communities and nation, This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. And if you want to turn in your hymn books, it is 612, America the Beautiful, this morning. The four verses there. I like about that hymn is when you get to, I don't know if it's really called a refrain, but it is somewhat. When you get to the America, America, every one of those verses in that section is kind of a really good prayer for our country. And if you think it like that, so. Well, hey, I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. I didn't think there was going to be very many kids today. There's a bunch of you. How's it going? Good. It's all girls. Wow. All girls. So, did you guys go see any fireworks? Yeah. Did any of the booming scare you a little? I'll tell you what, I was sitting in the front room of our house. And somebody let off something, M80, I don't know what it was, and I about jumped out of my seat. It scared me. But anyways, so, yeah, so there was some pretty cool fireworks and everything. Yeah, that's great. That's great. We always went to Sydney when I was younger and about to see it. So. But yes, so today we're talking about something else. Our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts. And they're kind of interconnected, aren't they? Because sometimes you think,
brother, that sister, and then your emotions get involved, don't they? Why did they do that? Some of you are smiling a little bit. Hey, I understand. You know why? I used to be downstairs in the basement when my sisters had their boyfriends over, and I tormented them. Yes. And my one sister threatened to chase me upstairs with a yardstick. Yeah. She didn't go home because I was faster than her. But you know what I'm saying. So our emotions are connected sometimes with our thinking, and our thinking connected with our emotions. Now, that's a lot of stuff, isn't it? That's just part of being human. We have emotions. We get happy. We laugh. We cry, we get sad, all kinds of feelings that we have. We can get mad, we can get jealous at times because somebody has something and we were like, oh man, I wish I could have that too. And those are just normal feelings that we have. You have them when you're kids and you have them when you're adults. They just don't go away. And if I probably ask you some questions, you could probably tell me a lot, but I won't go there. Because I was going to ask you questions about your parents. But we'll just leave that one. Because Jesus seen me mad, and he seen me happy. And that's part of life. But what happens when they just, those thoughts and our emotions just take control all the time? And we can't seem to be more at peace. Or maybe just joyful. More steady. What happens then? I think Paul gives us some great things that he told all the churches in Philippi, in the Roman Empire, in the first century. And so he told them that, hey, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, he said, talk to God about it. Talk to God, because God already understands. God already knows how we're feeling. We may be hurting inside. We may be sad inside. And we may be hiding it from everybody else, but God already knows how we feel. So talk to God about it. It's okay. It's all right. Now, I would recommend maybe you go somewhere quiet by yourself and talk to God about it. But then he says something else. He says, don't just talk to God about it. But he says, then I want you to think on some good things. And it's right up there. Oh, wait a minute. Shoot. Hold on a minute. Let me change it. I forgot. It's right up there and I want you to see it. Look what he says there. If anything is excellent, if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that's true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and worthy of praise. Now, there's some strange words that you may not all understand there. But what he's talking about thinking about good things and having good thoughts and positive thoughts. Instead of those other kind of thoughts that we sometimes have. And when we do that, then it changes us. It helps change our thinking, so we're not thinking about those kind of things all the time. And it also helps us with our emotions. So we're not mad all the time, jealous all the time, or hurt all the time. All these things. Because we face a lot of things in life. And when we stay positive, we keep our thoughts positive, it helps us get through everything in life. When we're tired, when we're grumpy, when we're happy, when we're excited, when we're facing a test at school, when we have to deal with somebody at school that's mean and says mean things at times. When we try to stay positive in our thinking, it helps our feelings. But you know what? You guys were very attentive. Because I think you were looking right at me. And so I hope that helps you. Because we always battle our feelings. Even adults battle our feelings. And our thinking and thoughts. Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning.
All right, as they're heading down, we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have joys or concerns that you would like to share this morning. And we're going to give you a chance to do that. So let's begin. Okay. Yes. Okay. Unspoken this morning. Somebody else? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else? I thought I saw another hand. Maybe. Okay, there goes a bunch of them. Go start in the front and move back. Go ahead, Jim.
All those little girls in Texas.
Yes.
Looking for.
Yes.
Need a lot of prayers for them.
Yep. I saw that online, about broke my heart, when especially those three girls that I don't know why they got pointed out, but yes. Yeah, I heard something on the radio this morning. One of the, I don't know if it was a deputy or whichever, whoever it was, said, we're hoping and praying that we're still going to be able to find people. And yes, and we definitely need to do that, praying that they will be able to find more. And crazy. So,
sister-in-law, Judy Painter.
Okay.
She had a pacemaker put in last Thursday.
Okay, so we want to remember Judy. And as she's recovering from that. Yep.
Francis Smith. He's having surgery tomorrow.
Who is?
Francis Smith.
Okay. Okay, so we want to remember Francis. He's having surgery tomorrow. Somebody else, I thought, yep.
I have a couple of joys. Bryn went to church camp at Scioto Hills last week and had a good time. She's been singing songs.
That's great.
And today is Steph's birthday.
Yes, I did see that. Yes, happy birthday. Yeah, we won't ask the question, so. Not supposed to ask ladies how old they are. Somebody else. Yes.
Julie Vaughn had knee surgery. And she has some infection in that knee now. And she goes back Monday. And hopefully if the infection is clearing up, they won't have to do anything else. But if it isn't, they're going to open up that knee again and do a complete knee replacement.
Yeah, I had heard something about that. And, so definitely need to keep Jody in our prayers with that infection. I think they were talking about putting a wound back on it to try to help get it to heal up too, and everything. So appreciate your prayers for her. Somebody else. Someone else this morning. So I have the names that Sue usually gives, and so continued prayers for Rusty Clark. If he's battling cancer, we might want to fill out a slip on that one and turn that in to me, and we'll put it on the monthly and can lift him up. We're talking about Audra's birth of a baby that was born premature. So we want to remember that. If anybody from the prayer group remembers all these or something, just let me know. We want to remember Ian. Continue lifting up Ian. I believe he's on our, I think I put him back on the monthly, if I remember right. And we want to remember him in our prayers this morning. For Jean Cavolt. And we want to continue praying for her and for Georgia. Her testing that we thought was going to take place this last week got delayed. yes, And that's not a fun thing. We're asking for prayers for the Moore family. Sherry Moore's husband, Andy, and I don't know how old he was. I don't think he was very old. They were married 6 weeks, 6 months, and he passed away. And I don't know the details or anything, but the family, the Moore family, needs our prayers today. Mel Shively, she lives next door now, is battling cancer. And Ben Maxson, for continued healing for him. And then Bob Bowman, who is in rehab, and so we want to remember him. Is that cardiac related again? I don't know. Rhea's not in here, so she would probably know. We would appreciate, they would appreciate your prayers for them. And I think that is it. Lainey Glover was the little, what was it, 6 months old baby that what? 16 months, yes. That has the brain cancer, and that we began praying for last Sunday. And then Lucy Zirkel, she was on our prayer or a monthly prayer list for months, maybe almost a year or longer. Has a real rare, I don't even know what it's called. It's a big long word, I know that. I think it's related to Crohn's or something, or autoimmune or something. She's like, how? Yeah, how old is she?
Oh, 7?
8? Yeah, maybe a little older. But I guess she had a bad spell and was back in Children's over the weekend. And so we appreciate your prayers for little Lucy, too. And
her GI team is going to meet on Monday to talk about what's best for her maintenance medication.
Okay, so not only for prayers for healing and strength, but also wisdom for the doctors as they're trying to figure that all out. The missions team is going to be sending out some little blessings, and there's these little cards that are going to be going out, and they're asking for prayers over these today. And we're going to invite, if there's a one or two of you, or three or four, I don't care. If anybody wants to come up and lay their hands on these today, and as I pray over them, you're welcome to do that. That there'll be a blessing and touch somebody's life. Anybody else before we go to prayer this morning? The National Pickwa National Guard is what? Okay, so we want to remember them in our prayers, and all of our men and women that are in various places. Has Matthew's group left yet?
2 weeks.
Okay, they're going to Poland, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be keeping them there on our prayers there, and so yes. All right, anybody else then? Okay, lots of different ones to pray for today. Quite a list. Appreciate your prayers. If you'd like to come up right away as we begin, or right after she's done playing, you can do that. And so she'll play and you can pray, and then I'll pray. Lord, as we pause today, we are thankful that you are with us no matter what we're going through, what we're facing. And Lord, today we just, for a moment, we set aside these cards today, these little notes, as the mission team is going to be sending them out with blessings to various people. We pray that you'll just guide and lead, and that your presence will go with these cards, and that the words that are there will speak encouragement and strength and life and love and peace and joy, whatever the need may be in the people's lives today that might be hurting, that might feel alone, that wonders if anybody cares. And so we send these forth today as we put our hands on them, and we ask your blessing and your presence to go with them, and that when they're read and opened, God, that they will ignite life and all the things that I just mentioned, Lord, today. And we thank you for that, and we send them forth with your blessing in the name of Jesus today. And Lord, we lift up the others that have been mentioned today. Lord, we want to remember Rob this morning, Bob this morning, who's going through rehab, for your healing touch and strength. For Judy today, for recovery after receiving that pacemaker today. Lord, for Francis today, who's going in for surgery, that you would guide and lead. For Jody, Lord, we just speak wholeness to her today, asking that the antibiotic and the medicine, Lord, will eradicate that infection, Lord, and that her wound will get better, and they put that vac on there, Lord, and that'll heal up quickly, God. And we pray for encouragement and strength for her. We lift up Rusty to you today, God, for your healing grace and touch. For Audra's little preborn baby, Lord, that's so tiny, God, we ask for your strength and your touch today, Lord. For Ian, Lord, today. For Joan, Lord. For Jean, Lord, today. For Mel, Lord. For Ben, God, each one of these today. For Lucy and Lainey, God, each of them, Lord, we ask for your healing touch, for your grace, your strength, Lord, for the various things, for treatments and healing and the brain cancer, God, all of these things, Lord, we ask that you would intervene and do a work there. Lord, we pray for the Moore family with the loss of this loved one, God. We pray for your grace and your comfort and your peace today. And Lord, we pray for the Texas flood victims, those 40-some or more maybe by now, that have lost their lives, for those families, God, that are grieving and hurting. Lord, for your grace and your strength. For those that may be still alive but are lost and they can't find them, God, and they're still looking and hunting, God, we pray that you will just guide and direct and be with them and just give encouragement. Thank you for the groups that are working on the ground there, the first responders, the churches, the organizations that are trying to make a difference in the midst of a terrible situation and mess of loss of life, God. And we pray for your grace in all of that. We pray for the Piqua National Guard, Lord, that's been sent to go to the Middle East. Lord, that you will watch over them and keep them safe, Lord, today. And be with them during that time. Lord, we speak or pray for these unspoken requests today, the two that have been mentioned. Lord, and there may be others here today. You know the needs there. We ask that you would minister. We ask that you would bring grace and your presence in each of those situations. And Lord, we do want to thank you today for the freedoms of our nation. And Lord, we pray that you will always help us to remember that our freedoms are not free. They're costly. And we pray for your mercy. And we pray for your grace for our nation, that you would restore us and that you would make us whole again, Lord, as a nation, and bring healing to us. because of your presence and because of your grace, Lord. And we're thankful for all of those. Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list, Lord. God, we continue to lift up every one of them. So many of them are battling serious illnesses. We pray for your healing touch. We pray for strength. We pray for wholeness. We pray for grace. We pray for faith, Lord, in the middle of all that. We lift up the others, some that are serving in our armed forces around the world today, God. We ask that you will continue to watch over them. Lord, we lift up in the Middle East, Lord. We pray for peace in Russia and Ukraine. We pray for peace, God. The senseless killing, the senseless murder, the senseless destruction, oh God. Lord, we pray for your peace, Lord, today. And somehow break through the hardness of hearts that only see war as the answer and control. God, somehow in your mercy, move and work, we pray. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service today. Lord, as we continue in our series today, talking about standing strong, may you extend your presence to us. May you speak to us and encourage us and help us to walk in your ways, in your love and grace and peace. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today, and thank you to those that stepped forward and took a few moments to pray as we send those forth, or as the team sends them forth this week. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning, and we want to thank you for your faithfulness. And don't forget, you can drop your change and your dollar bills into the buckets there today for the noisy collection, the Heifer Project. And so as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Thank you. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Amazing God, we thank you for the blessings of our nation. May our tithes and offerings meet the needs of your church and be a blessing to others. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We are going to be reading from Philippians chapter 4, some very familiar verses. And we're going to be reading verses 4 through 9 this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, an older gentleman was on the operating table awaiting surgery, and he insisted that his son, a renowned surgeon, perform the operation. As he was about to get the anesthesia, he asked to speak to his son. "Yes, Dad, what is it?" The father replied, "Don't be nervous, son. Do your best, and just remember, if it doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come and live with you and your wife." I don't ever want to share that on Mother's Day, do I? I want to talk to you this morning about facing our thoughts and our emotions. Now, this is a very complex subject, and as I was saying a little bit with the kids there, this is not an end-all message that gives all the answers for you to figure that out. I think we all know that. But you know, if you think about it, we live in a world of what-ifs. Basically, we can say we live in a world of anxiety. Lynn Kohek, in her commentary on Philippians, says an interesting thing, and I wanted to quote her this morning about anxiety. Listen to what she says, and I thought this was really important. Anxiety is worry without purpose or affecting change, as though one spins in circles going nowhere. And then she goes on to talk about some other things, but then towards the end of that paragraph, she says this: often we feel alone in that struggle. That struggle. I think that is so important that we hear today, because anxiety and worry is something that happens on the two levels that we're talking about today, in our thoughts and in our emotions and feelings. We feel anxiety. We feel worry. And we think about it and dwell on it. And sometimes it doesn't go away. And that kind of mental and emotional agitation can't be healthy. Dr. Caroline Leaf, a scientist and author of several books on the brain's chemistry, states that the number one rule for good physical and mental health is positive thinking. What I talk to the kids about. Even in the midst of calamity, Why? Why is that so important? Scripture kind of tells us a little bit like this. Jesus interjects with it a little bit without saying these words. The wisdom teachers from Proverbs talk a little bit about this. And so here's what I want to say. For what we think affects how we feel. And how we feel affects what we think. Which all affects our physical and mental health. And so that's why I said this is not an end all to end all. Sometimes we need to talk to doctors. We need to talk to counselors. We need other things. But to combat this dangerous curve, I think Paul offers us something very important this morning. And this you can hold on to. Paul offers us the God of peace. Say it with me. The God of peace. Say it again. The God of peace. You know, I've read this. I've memorized this, these verses, some of them. I've preached a lot of sermons on them. But for some reason this week, that thing about, Paul's offering us the God of peace. The God of peace, the God who gives peace. And we could go on. Couple things, and I'm putting it in my own vernacular this morning here, that I see that I hope Paul offers us that will help us to grab a hold of the God of peace. And the first one that helps us when dealing with our emotions and thoughts is simple. Chill out. Chill out. Don't let worry and anxiety control us. Now, I know, like I talked about last week, that's easier said than done. And so how do we do that? Well, I think Paul offers us several things here that I can talk about, but I want to focus in on two. First of all, let gentleness shine through our words, attitudes, and action. Paul seems to talk like gentleness is something that God has put within us. It's the idea of having an easygoing temperament. Now, I understand that we all get angry. We all get frustrated. We all, whatever emotion you want to talk about, and it's just part of life. But this whole idea of gentleness in our lives kind of flows from this having this easygoing temperament. And that is true in our lives because not only are we willing to, but we practice or try to put into practice letting things go. Letting things go. It's so easy to want to try to control everything. We all do it. I do it. You do it. It's so easy because we feel like we can get a handle on it. Or we can get a handle on our emotions, or we can get a handle on our thoughts, or somebody else, or some situation, or whatever it is, by trying to hold on to it and control it. But all it does is drives us crazy, makes our emotions go wild, and it's not good for our health. Instead of worrying about every jot and tittle of our lives and the lives of others, we just need to relax. Now, let me just say something. As I was working on this week, I thought, oh, Lord, you are preaching to me. Because this is something that I have been battling with a lot lately. And I just got to relax and let go. This kind of gentle spirit will rain. Listen to this. Will rain on the uncontrolled fires of anxiety. What's rain do with fires? Puts them out. Puts them out. And that gentleness, that gentle spirit, when it shines through us, it shines because it's putting out the anxieties and the worries and the frustrations and the control and everything else that we experience. Letting gentleness shine through us. Second thing Paul talks about, and this is probably one of the most famous things that we're familiar with, And that's this. Don't forget, prayer is the gateway to God's throne where peace reigns. That struck me this week. That struck me. I was thinking about that. We preached on it. I preach on it. I've heard others preach on it about how important prayer is in letting go of our anxieties, bringing everything to God with thanksgiving. But what struck me is that prayer is turning ourselves to God's throne, and where God's throne is, where God reigns at, it's not just in heaven, it can be in our hearts, it can be in our minds, in our lives, in this place, wherever we're at work, that's where peace reigns. And I think this morning we need to take comfort in the fact and thought that God is always close. Paul says the Lord is near, and I don't think that's just about the second coming. I think that is about that. I think he said those words because he knew what they were facing in that situation in Philippi. And he was trying to encourage them to let gentleness come out and pray about these things and bring them to God because God is near. Paul says the result of prayer with thanksgiving is this: the peace of God. Now, he could have stopped right there. But would we have grasped what he's trying to say? He said it's just not the peace of God, but it's the peace of God that guards or garrisons around like a bunch of soldiers in Philippi. Philippi was a Roman colony that a lot of retired military people went and lived after their service. Now think about that. He says that the peace of God guards, surrounds, garrisons our hearts and minds, or our feelings and thoughts. What a powerful thing. God's peace guarding our feelings and our thoughts. Do we allow God's peace to do that? Such peace is a gift from God, pure and simple, and knows no earthly parallel. And it often defies, as Paul said, explanation. You can't, you just can't explain it. And when you've been overwhelmed and your emotions and thoughts and everything running wild, and all of a sudden, this peace comes over you. And you can relax. It defies explanation. Why? Because it's unrelated to our present circumstances. Such a promise smothers the smoldering anxiety fed by the fears of the future. Chill out. Second thing he talks about is stay positive. This is the point that I talked with the kids about this morning. I couldn't talk about all of it. So in other words, what's Paul saying there? Fill our minds with right things. Pretty simple, isn't it? But again, it's easier said than done. I mean, if you've ever had one of those nights where your head hit the pillow and swirls and swirls and swirls, and you look up the clock and an hour's gone by and another hour's gone by, and everything going on in your life or your kids' lives or grandkids' lives is swirling around in your head and you can't get to sleep. Paul tells us the right kind of things that we need to focus on. What is true? What is honorable? What is just? What is pure? What's pleasing? What's commendable? What's excellent? What's praiseworthy? He says, think about those kind of things. And you know what? I'm not going to go into talking about every one of those words because I could spend another half hour doing that and what that involves. But let me say it like this. Think of it this way. Such thinking is like putting premium gas into our cars, helping us run smoothly even when under tremendous stress. When I was first learning to drive in the 80s, we would get gas at certain gas stations, and guess what would happen when we started driving? Remember them talking about, Dad would say, oh, the car's pinging because that cheap gas. Now, we don't even talk about that. That was probably, maybe that was leaded gas. It could have been leaded gas at that time. I'm trying to remember when unleaded gas came in. But yeah. And, but you know, and I can't imagine today putting premium gas in. I don't know, what is it, $5 a gallon or $4 a gallon? I don't know what that is. I'm sure in some states it is. But just think about that. I think if you think about that, Paul's saying when we can start to refocus our thoughts and try to think on these kind of things, it's like putting premium gas and it just helps us to run smoothly, emotionally, physically, in all kinds of ways. And if you think about it then in what Paul says there, such thinking keeps our peace. So there's an aspect where peace is a gift from God that we receive and we try to walk in and enjoy and live by. But then there's also things that Paul encourages us to do so that we keep that peace and not let it get stolen away from us. Did you know a whopping 60 to 75% of illnesses that plague human beings are the direct result of stress? What are we talking about here? Such thinking. How does that keep us? Well, by focusing on the positive, we prevent negative thoughts and feelings from poisoning our health. Focusing on the good makes our bodies healthier, our minds clearer, our thoughts more optimistic, our spirit lighter, and our life more enthusiastic. And it's hard, isn't it? It really is, especially when something's bugging us or we're really concerned about something that's going on. And why do I say all of this? And I know this personally from my own life, what can happen. Anxieties steal our joy and rob us of our peace. And to stand strong in such times, we must learn to chill out by letting gentleness shine and take our concerns to God and give it to God and talk to God about, vent on God, so to speak, about what's going on. To stand strong in such times, we must stay positive by filling our minds with the right kind of things that keep our peace. Remember, and this may be maybe just as important as anything I said today. Remember, we can't face the pressures of life all alone. We need one another. We need the encouragement of others so we may stand strong when dealing with our thoughts and emotions. The God of peace today is the answer. The Christ of peace today is the good news. Amen and amen. Well, let's take a few moments and greet one another. Shake a few hands. And then we'll close out there with our little chorus, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. second verse, like we did the last time. We sang this. That's not in the hymn book, so you'll have to look up there that I introduced the last time. In fact, I grew up singing this with the second verse. So,
seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
These things shall be added unto you are food, a roof over your head, clothes on your back. It comes from the Sermon on the Mount, both parts of that verse. Well, let's close with our benediction this morning. Go forth and live generously, celebrating freedom. May the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the joy of the Spirit be with us today and always. Amen. Amen.